Blog Talk Radio.
Top flight.
We in the build, yeah.
We in the build, yeah.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. I used to chase up the money. I wanted the finer things. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Yeah, I can't see just yet. I'm trying to get, hey, I'm trying to work that out. I'm trying to work that out. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. We thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in on tonight. This is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hosted by yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. Is in the building, and you know First Lady ain't too far from me. Amen. And the anointed truth of Christ is most definitely representing on tonight. We're going to give a shout-out to Philly, and South Philly is in the house. Amen. Nelly, my boy, my man. And what's that? Nita Numbiane? I can't pronounce it, but God bless you. Thank you for the roses. No, I can't get the gifts yet, but we working on that. We're trying to work it out with TikTok. But we thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in to the number one prayer line in the world. Glory to God. More than an hour of power. Glory to God. Before we go any further, amen, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. You said in your word that if two or more come together in your name, that you will be in the midst. You will be in the middle, and we thank you for being in the middle of this on tonight. Lord, we just simply ask that you move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. We want to hear your voice tonight, Lord. We want to receive your revelation on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we want to, Lord, hallelujah, receive your instruction, hallelujah, on tonight. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and to our souls. Lord, we want to bind and rebuke and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. We command the enemy to leave the line on tonight, and we thank you in advance once again for everything you're about to say and do. But before I close this prayer, Lord, we want to love on you. We want to tell you how much we appreciate you, how much we magnify you, how much we lift you up. How much we adore you, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are God all by yourself. There is none beside you, none above you, and never will be. And Lord, we just want to praise you on tonight and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God. To everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight, this is More Than an Hour of Power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Praise God on tonight. And we are about to, amen, praise God, hallelujah, have a blessed time in the Lord. If you got any testimonies, any prayer requests, hallelujah, feel free, amen, to put them in the comment box. If you would like to call in directly to the station on tonight, you can call 519-967. That's 516-666-9967. You can call that number and call directly into Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we get before we move forward, just a few announcements. Amen. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Hallelujah. When you get questions and answers with the Apostle and the Prince. Amen. So call in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. That's Friday night, same time. I'm sorry, the sixth day of the week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Call in on the sixth day of the week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Same time, same channel. 9 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Pacific. Hallelujah. That's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Hallelujah. We're going to be live on TikTok again and on the phone lines. Hallelujah. Amen. That is open mic discussion. If you have a question or comment, hallelujah, amen. We ask that you feel free to call in on tomorrow night. Praise God. The new season of the Anointed Chief of Christ Worldwide Ministries will be beginning September 20th, 2015. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. This will be, amen, a grand total of 7 years that we have been doing the prayer line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We actually started on, the Lord was downloading all this information, hallelujah, amen, about us that I didn't even, praise God, pay attention to, amen, hallelujah. We debuted on September the 20th, 2015 is when we debuted, 7 years ago, hallelujah. Then we debuted, that was all simply on the phone lines. Then we got the podcast started May 24th, 2018. Praise God. Hallelujah. A little over four years ago. Praise God. And the new season will be starting on October 7th, 2022. We are starting the new season of the Anointed Chief of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. Tonight is our 794th episode. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our 794th episode, praise God, and when we reach 808, the Lord said, praise God, we will be starting, amen, a new season, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So with the next 2 weeks, amen, God's going to be working out a new schedule, a new lineup,
Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to be right here, same place, same time. Hallelujah. Amen. Same channel. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God said he's going to give us a new look. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors. Praise God. Shout out, amen, to my brother Raheem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you need, hallelujah, some t-shirts made, amen, you can give him a call at 817-987-8568. He's out. He's a jack of all trades, praise God. So if you need something, give him a call. If he can't do it, he can point you into the direction of someone who can. That is 817-987-8568. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said, this is our 794th episode. We give glory to God on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who knew? Amen. We'd still be doing this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That the fire hasn't burnt out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. So we truly thank God. And it would have been more. Hallelujah, praise God. Had I been obedient, amen, and stayed with it, glory to God, we might have been on 5,000 by now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, but we thank God for redirection. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, God got a GPS built into the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, amen. Something like the GPS you got on your phone, and when you make the wrong turn, it will redirect you, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, amen, that the GPS is set right. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. So we will have further information on that. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And if you want, hallelujah, amen, to get an ATC t-shirt for yourself, hallelujah, amen, hit me up in my inbox. I'll tell you how you can get one. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God on tonight once again for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is more than an hour of power. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We surely hope you tuned in last night and you caught the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on last night. If you did, make sure you go to our archives. Look that up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just look up the date. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, and pull it up and make sure you listen to it, praise God. It was a blessed message on last night, so if you missed it, make sure you go back in the archives, praise God, hallelujah. If you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram right now, this is a pre-recorded message. We're only live on TikTok right now, glory to God, exclusively, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. If you're seeing this, it's on another platform. It is pre-recorded. If you want to tune in, praise God, the time, hallelujah, is 7, hallelujah, p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest time, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock East Coast time. You can tune in to more than an hour of power. Glory to God, hallelujah. We have 5 nights a week. Hallelujah, and twice on the weekend, glory to God, hallelujah. So we invite you to tune in, call in, praise God with your testimonies, with your prayer requests, hallelujah, amen. I am honored tonight's Thursday, and I am honored that the Lord gave me a word, hallelujah, for us on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. So tonight I want you to go to the book of Luke, the book of Luke, the book of Luke. Praise God, hallelujah. Chapter 4, praise God, we're going to be beginning at verse number 16. Glory to God, I should have started 14, but I'm starting 16. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I always encourage you, go back, hallelujah, and read the whole story for yourself. I like to be check out a part of the story that the Lord wants me to expound on, hallelujah, or show you something about. But I always say, like Paul said, hallelujah, don't be ashamed to rightfully divide the word of truth. Go back and study, hallelujah, for yourself, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And the book of Luke is a very, very, hallelujah, good book on the life of Christ, glory to God, hallelujah. So we're going to Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse number 16. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. And it says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for a read. Glory to God and hallelujah. Let me break down and let you know what's happening right now. Hallelujah, because a lot of us we're not Bible savvy. We need to get Bible savvy. Just like we know all the episodes and all the movies, we know all the lines in the movies. Praise God, hallelujah. We know every episode of our favorite TV shows, glory to God. I know every episode of Martin, glory to God, hallelujah. So we need to know, hallelujah, the stories that's going on in the Bible so I can start in the middle. Hallelujah, without having to go back. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we're going back on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, and letting you know this is right after Jesus has been, hallelujah, baptized, ordained. Hallelujah. He's been led to the wilderness to be tempted by the tempter, who is Satan. Glory to God, hallelujah. He has, hallelujah, survived 40 days in the wilderness. He has survived being tempted, hallelujah, by the enemy, and he has come, hallelujah, to preach repentance. He's come to let everybody know who he is. Praise God, hallelujah. He's taking the veil off, so to speak. Praise God. And he went back to Nazareth. The Bible says where he was brought up, where he was raised. Glory to God, where he stayed, hallelujah, the majority of his life in Nazareth. Praise God. So he went back to Nazareth, and the Bible says synagogue, because, you know, they was Jews, glory to God, so they called where they worshiped the synagogue. We would call it a church because we Christians. So he went back, hallelujah, to the church where he most likely grew up in, and he followed the customs as they do, praise God, and stood up to read the scripture. Hallelujah. You know how you do this on Sunday morning. You get, you know, Deacon Jones get up there. Hallelujah. He reads 100 number of songs or whatever scripture he reads. Everybody stand up, and then everybody sit down. He say, may the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word. And now we move on to this such and such and such. But that's not what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Praise God. He broke protocol. He didn't go along, hallelujah, amen, with what the program said. Hallelujah, praise God. Let's read a little bit more, praise God, hallelujah. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Elijah, hallelujah. And he had opened the book. He found a place where it was written. Praise God, hallelujah. So this is what happened. Jesus stood up, went to the podium. Praise God, hallelujah. They brought him. Because it wasn't canonized. This is what we call this book right here. This book is a collection of 66 different books by different writers. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And it's all put together in one convenient package for us. And it's so convenient, we just get to go and pick it up and flip, and we can see what Samuel said. We can see what David said. We can look over here, look what Moses said. Look what Adam did. But see, it's all in one book. They didn't have one book. Praise God, hallelujah. They had several different books, and it just so happens, amen, they brought the scroll. This is the scroll that this Bible says book, hallelujah. It's a little updated, but it was a scroll. You know, you had to unroll it. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they brought him the scroll, and he unrolled the scroll, and he was looking for a certain passage. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is how you know the Lord was with Jesus. Praise God, because how did he even know the passage was there? He didn't have access to these scriptures like we do. And you can find a book. Watch this. You can be having an affair and find a Bible in the hotel room. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. I'm trying to say Bibles are everywhere. The word is everywhere, even when you do it wrong. Even when you don't want it to be there, the word there now. It's everywhere. It's some version of some Bible, somewhere, everywhere. Glory to God. The number one selling book in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the people didn't have that. Jesus didn't have access to that. Hallelujah. He didn't have that kind of clearance. You know, they're talking about Trump and the clearance he was supposed to have with the documents he got. Amen. And Jesus didn't have clearance to see these documents. These scrolls, hallelujah, are classified documents. Praise God, hallelujah. The priests, the scribes, hallelujah, the Levites, the members of the clergy are the ones who had access, and even they have, and even today, they have limited access to them. Hallelujah. But Jesus knew, hallelujah, why I knew. Hallelujah, because he was there when Elijah wrote it, because he wrote it under the anointing of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, John said in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, but the Word was God. Oh, Lord. Nothing was created without him. So he's been there since the beginning. That's how he knew. Oh, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how he knew. He had the beforehand knowledge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he found a place where it was written. Verse 18. This is what was written. Hallelujah. And he read it out loud. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the passage of Scripture, hallelujah, that he read out of the book, but he read it out of the book in first person. Oh, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't read it, praise God, and say, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't read it and say, amen, the Scripture says such and such. He read it like he wrote it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God, with authority. One scripture says, with authority. Hallelujah, praise God. Let's look at verse 20. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And all the eyes of the synagogue were fastened on him. So he closed the book. He rolled the scroll up. And he handed it over to the Levite, to the minister, to the deacon, whoever was there to take it. He handed it over to them. Sat down. I see it in my head. I see him sitting down in the chair and crossing his legs. You know how we do when we want you to know who we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I came to proclaim something, and I came to proclaim it with authority today. Hallelujah. I came to tell you something about me that you maybe did not know. Glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to keep in mind that these are people, hallelujah, that he grew up around. He was brought up here. Glory to God, hallelujah. He was brought up here. Hallelujah, praise God. Think about your church. Can't anybody walk in your church and read the scripture? Hallelujah, praise God. You had to have been there before. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So he's around people, hallelujah, who think they know who he is. Oh, glory. So I'm talking to somebody tonight, because for the majority of your life, you've been surrounded by people who think they know who you are. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. But at some point in time, hallelujah, the veil had to come off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he sat down and crossed his legs, and the Bible says, amen, everybody's eyes were fastened on him. They were fastened. Amen. All eyes, what did Tupac say? All eyes on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every eye on Jesus. Hallelujah. What is he talking about? He just read the scripture. He read it, hallelujah, in the first person form, hallelujah. Then he sat down and he crossed his leg. Well, is he going to say something? Glory to God. Look what he said. Verse 21. And he began to say to them, this day is this scripture filled in your ears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. what is he saying, Elder? Hey, man, he's saying I'm the one Elijah was talking about. Oh, glory to God. I'm the one that's been prophesied about. Hallelujah. I'm the one they said would be called Emmanuel, who is God with us. I'm the one, glory to God, hallelujah, who is the Messiah. I'm the one whom they call, hallelujah, the Rose of Sharon. I'm the one, hallelujah, who they call, hallelujah, the Son of David. Praise God. I am here. I am in the flesh. I am right here before your eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in verse 22, it says, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Hallelujah. What did he just say? Did you hear what he just said? Did I hear that right? You know the old folks. The old folks was in that. What is he trying to say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? In other words, we know who this is. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We know who this is. Hallelujah. One text said, this is the carpenter's son. One text said, amen. Ain't his mother Mary? Don't we know his sisters and his brothers? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how it is. I went to school with you. I grew up with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, what God wants us to do tonight is put yourself in the shoes, hallelujah, of Jesus. Praise God. They didn't believe him when he said who he was, because they thought they knew him. Look, don't be heartbroken and depressed, hallelujah, when the people who think they know you don't believe who you are. They don't believe who you are because they think they know who you are. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And he said unto him, ye surely say unto me, this proverb, position, heal thyself. Whatsoever ye have heard done and complaining, do also hear in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you the truth, hallelujah, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years, 6 months, when great famine was throughout the land. But unto none of them Elijah sent, save unto, I can never say her name right, hallelujah, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Hallelujah. Praise God. But many lepers were in Israel at the time, hallelujah, of Elijah, the prophet. But none of them were cleansed, save Naaman the Syrian. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is he saying? Hallelujah. Well, he's speaking in code, Elder. I don't know what, you know, how he's talking. What is he saying? He's saying, this is why. This is the reason right here that a prophet, because a prophet ain't accepted in his own land, I have to go to other lands. Glory to God. It was many widows in Israel. But I couldn't send Elijah to none of them widows, hallelujah, praise God, because none of them, hallelujah, would accept. Oh, Lord, glory to God. And why won't the people that know you, that the supposedly church folks, the saved folks, the Holy Ghost still speaking in tongues, shouting across the church, hallelujah, falling all out, played in the spirit folks, glory to God. Why don't they, hallelujah, amen, honor a prophet in his own time? Glory to God. Hallelujah. One scripture said he couldn't do no miracles. He did some, but he couldn't do many because of the unbelief. They couldn't believe he was who he was. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, there's some people in your life right now that can't believe you are who you are. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Even his brothers, in one passage of scripture, his brothers, he tried to tell his brothers, hallelujah, some wisdom. He tried to give them some heavenly knowledge. And they said, we don't want to hear that. Go tell your disciples that mess. Don't be over here preaching to us, brother. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, the problem is you looking for it among your people. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You looking for it among the people that you know you, but they don't. You, oh, Lord. See, you thought they knew you. Hallelujah. I just know they know who I am. I just know they can tell from the way I, see, the Bible don't say there was any, because they knew Jesus, that they saw anything about his character that would say otherwise than what he's saying. Hallelujah. They didn't say, well, he was that little bad boy in school. They didn't say he was the one that played hooky. They didn't say he was having all kind of affairs and fornication. They didn't say none of that. They simply said, wait, we know who you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. You Joseph's son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you ever been judged? Hallelujah. Amen. Because of who your family members are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't be sent by God. I know your mama. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't be sent by God. I know who your daddy is. You can't be sent by God. I refuse to believe that you were sent by God. But see, you got to understand, to whoever I'm talking to tonight, praise God, you got to understand, praise God, hallelujah, you got to kick the dust off your feet and keep moving. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is their loss. This is their loss. See, they could have profited by believing, but their minds are too open, too closed. Pardon, I misspoke. Their minds are too closed, the fact that you could be who you are. Glory to God, hallelujah, called and chosen by God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody out there is having trouble. You're having trouble believing that you've been chosen by God. You're having trouble believing that God would call somebody like you. Glory to God. Let me tell you something, praise God. Abraham was a liar and an adulterer, hallelujah, and he doubted God. Hallelujah. What you don't talk about Father Abraham. Let me tell you what. He lied and said, this ain't my wife, this is my sister, because he was scared of the king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He heard the voice of God, talked to God personally. And God gave him instruction, but his wife suggested that he sleep with his little handmaiden. Glory to God, hallelujah. So he not only, hallelujah, defied the word of God, he went against the word of God, hallelujah, amen. Then he committed fornication and adultery, hallelujah, trying to accomplish something that God had already worked out.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. But yet God continued to use him until he got it right. Hallelujah, praise God, until he got that lying spirit out of him, until he got that adulterous spirit out of him, until he got that doubting spirit out of him. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And then he began to obey God. See, the Bible says Abraham was accredited righteousness by his obedience, but he didn't obey him right away. Oh, Lord. See, he picked his stuff up and he got to going when he told him to. Praise God, but along the way he disobeyed. Praise God, hallelujah. He said, your wife's going to have a baby. Hallelujah. But yet, that's why we got this problem now. Hallelujah. That's why we got Ishmael running around now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he took it upon himself and did what he did against the word of God. But yet, he is, hallelujah, the first in line when we say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Let's not forget Jacob. Praise God. Hallelujah. You done fed him and pawned the birthright. Praise God. Hallelujah. You done took the blessing. Praise God. Ran off, married your cousin, then married your other cousin. Praise God, hallelujah. It then took all your uncles, your uncle flopped, hallelujah, amen. I almost bankrupt your uncle after he gave you a dove. Praise God, and gave you his daughters. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But yet God used him. Hallelujah. See, you're looking at the stuff you've done in your past and saying, I don't think God can use me. God used Moses. And Moses was raised on the wrong side of the fence. Hallelujah. Praise God. For 40 years, he was a Jew and didn't know it, which means he was an Egyptian. Glory to God, hallelujah. He walked like an Egyptian, talked like one. He was second only to the Pharaoh. He thought he was an Egyptian. Glory to God, hallelujah. He was that means he was a pagan. That means he worshipped other gods other than ours. Glory to God, hallelujah. But yet God, hallelujah, used him. Praise God, later on in his life. See, right now is later on in your life. No, I'm not talking about, see, you're thinking about the future. Maybe later on God can use me. Maybe later on God can change me. Maybe later on, God say tonight is later on. Glory to God, hallelujah. How much later on you going to go? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He say tonight is later on. Hallelujah. Like that old love song say, and you can't wait another minute. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you can't worry about the people around you because they ain't going to believe it. No, they don't want to believe in the dream you have now. Oh, glory. You really think they're going to believe that God has changed you? That God has picked you up and turned you around? No, they ain't going to believe it. They ain't going to want to believe it because they think they know who you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 28, and it says, and they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. Now, I don't understand. Praise God. Hallelujah. What you mad at me for? Glory to God. All I did was read the scripture and said the scripture was about me. You could have said I was crazy or something. Maybe he bumped his head. Maybe he don't know what he's talking about. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you didn't want to believe what I was saying, why you got to get mad? Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, hey, man, I don't understand. I preach the word sometimes and people get mad. How come people get mad, hallelujah, when you tell them the truth about who you are? This ain't got nothing to do with you. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm telling you who I am. Hallelujah, or who I believe I am. Praise God. You just skipped over, oh, he might be telling the truth. Oh, he might be crazy. Maybe he bumped his head or something. Maybe somebody poisoned the boy. He's talking crazy. Hallelujah. You skipped straight to being mad. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And some of you have experienced it, and some of you don't experience it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you have been through it already. You're getting ready to go through it. The warning comes. Hallelujah. Before destruction. Hallelujah. Amen. It's always most quiet right before the storm. Glory to God. As soon as you begin to tell people about the anointing, about the calling that God got on your life for some reason, it's going to anger them. Hallelujah. It's going to piss them off. They're going to be mad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, but you, man, Lord. I'm not asking you to join my church. Hallelujah. I'm not asking you, amen, to be one of my followers. I'm not asking you, glory to God, hallelujah, to put no money in my offering plate. I'm not asking for nothing from you. Glory to God, hallelujah, but your belief, hallelujah, amen. But even if you don't want to give me that, don't give me anger. Hallelujah, don't give me wrath. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And something must be wrong with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 29, and arose and thrust him out of the city. They done kicked Lord Jesus. Now, they done got a whole crowd. Hallelujah. And they bum rushing him out the city. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And led him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built. Because the city of Nazareth, hallelujah, was a city on a hill. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why one reason why Jesus said, you're a light on the hill. Hallelujah. Because he was. But somebody missed it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he says, amen, praise God, that they may cast him down headlong. They was going to throw him off of the hill head first. They was going to kill Jesus just because he said he was Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had to say it that way so maybe you would get it. They wanted to kill him for being who he was. Oh, glory to God. Or rather, proclaiming who he was. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if people are going to try to kill you, what do you mean, Elder? I got to give me a bulletproof vest and put some locks on my doors? Well, you should have locks on your doors already, glory to God. No, I'm not telling you to get a bulletproof vest. I'm telling you in this day and age of social media, in this day and age, praise God, of the way we live our lives, they are going to try to assassinate your character. Hallelujah. They're going to slander your name. They're going to say any and everything they can about you. They're going, amen, as they say, counsel you. They're going to drag you on Twitter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going to drag you on Instagram. They're going to drag you on Facebook. They're going to drag you on TikTok. They're going to drag you. And you ain't done nothing to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I told one brother a couple of years ago, I say, quit two videos of saying about these other preachers. Glory to God. I'm going to say that. I told him, I say, quit telling me what these YouTube videos are saying about these other preachers. Glory to God, because one day, hallelujah, amen, I might be one of them other preachers. I'm going to be one of them other preachers, and they're going to hate on me regardless of what I do. This is what you need to understand. Even if you walk the straight and narrow and you never fall short, which is impossible, you're going to fall short some way, shape, form, or some way. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, how far you fall is up to you. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But even if you never fail, they're going to still find fault on you. How do you know that, Elder? Mm. What proof do you have? Jesus. Hallelujah. Can anybody tell me what he was convicted of? How can you blaspheme yourself? Oh, my God. Hallelujah, praise. See, it wouldn't be blasphemy if you could accept who I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But because you can't accept who I am, in your mind, I'm committing some kind of crime. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they wanted to throw him off the cliff, and they wanted to throw him off head first. I'm sorry, y'all. Something wrong with my ring light. Keep going on. Hallelujah. Amen. But they wanted to throw him off head first. But verse 30 says, he passing through the midst of them went his way. Let me tell you something. Even when the enemy has you surrounded, God will always make you a way of escape. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it ain't time. Hallelujah. It ain't time to take you out before it's time. Glory to God, hallelujah, but the enemy can't take you out before his time because the time has already been written. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's already been written.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. When the Pharaoh used to demand something, he would say, so let it be written, so let it be done. Glory to God, hallelujah. That is what God is saying tonight. It's already written. Hallelujah. So let it be done. The enemy cannot destroy you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He cannot take you out. Hallelujah. Amen. He cannot kill you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the date has already been written, and he cannot proceed with a date that I already got on the paper. Glory to God. See, God has for your life. Praise God. You got to walk in it. You got to claim it regardless of the people around you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, amen, in times of trouble, sometimes the only thing I can depend on is the kindness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God will give you a word, and you will give that word to the people around you. I don't care if the people around you are clergy like you. I don't care if y'all came up in the clergy together. I don't care if y'all graduated and got y'all doctorate and theology and divinity together. Hallelujah. Praise God. They still gonna look at you like, who do you think you are? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but I thought you knew. Some of y'all got surprised. Some of you were shocked. Hallelujah, amen. Because some people you told, you was expecting them to say, I knew you was a child of God. I knew it was something different about you. I knew God had an anointing on your life. But instead, you got who? You? Before you go do anything, I need you to go pray about it. Get in the prayer closet and make sure that's what God's telling you to do. I know, wait, stop. I hear what you say. I hear you say God called you and you've been chosen and there's an anointing. I hear that, but I know who your mama is. I know who your dad is. And really, you don't. Glory to God, hallelujah. Really, you don't. You think you know who my dad is. Oh, Lord. Have mercy. Glory to God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. You think you know who my dad is? They say, is this not Joseph's son? No. I don't look nothing like Joseph. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. No. You got it wrong. See, God is my father. Hallelujah. See, you got it wrong already. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you're going off of the information that you know. Oh, Lord. I'm talking to somebody. You're going off of what you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to tell you what I know. Only I can tell you about these. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't stand over there and kind of tell me who I am. Praise God, hallelujah, because you think you know me. This ain't no garbage revelation they got. Hallelujah. This is their own revelation from their own thinking, because people think they know who you are. But don't let them deter you, hallelujah, from being who you are. You got to keep on stepping. They're going to try to kill you, but God's going to make them aware of escape. They're going to talk about you. They're going to scandalize you. Hallelujah. But God's going to make a way of escape. I don't care what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to come above it. The Bible says, yes. Hallelujah, amen,
yes,
that the weapons of your enemy will not prosper. Watch this. It didn't say that it would not be formed. They're going to form the weapon. They're going to shine it up real good. They're going to load it. They're going to aim it at you. And they're going to pull the trigger, but ain't nothing going to happen. It might backfire on them. They might end up blowing out one of their thumbs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Because every weapon aimed at you, God is going to make it backfire on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about the naysayers. You ain't got to worry about the doubters. You ain't got to worry about people coming for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
past the term. They, you coming for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, they gonna come for you. Hallelujah. But you don't get away. They gonna come for you. Hallelujah. Amen. But you gonna walk right through the middle of them. Glory to God. And you gonna be untouched. You gonna be unharmed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't gotta worry about the haters. Hallelujah. God says, what I do, can't nobody undo. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. What I have made you, nobody can unmake you. Hallelujah. What I said is just what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what God said about you. You know God told you who you are. Glory to God. How many times? This is what God told me one time. Hallelujah. Now God wants me to tell somebody else. How many times do I got to send a stranger to tell you who you are? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I send strangers to you to just to let you know you are my child. I have sent people that you've never seen before and you will never see again to let you know you are anointed by me. I have sent, hallelujah, everybody to tell you who you are. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if God said tonight, if you didn't know tonight, hallelujah, it's a reason why you're watching. It's a reason why you're listening. Glory to God, because if you didn't know who you are, God sent me here to tell you who you are. You are anointed, hallelujah, by God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Many have been called, hallelujah, but God has chosen you. Praise God, hallelujah. So many people have told you before. Glory to God, this is not nothing, hallelujah, that's a surprise to you, hallelujah, because it's been told to you many, many times. You have just refused to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people got to walk up and just tell you you're blessed? Hallelujah. How many people, praise God, got to tell you, hallelujah, you are anointed? How many people got to tell you it's something different about you? How many people got to tell you, hallelujah, you ain't like everybody else here? You look like them. You dress like them. Glory to God. Oh, and you can cuss like them. Oh, you can fight like them, and you can drink with the best of them. You can smoke with the best of them. You can hang with the big boys, but it's sudden. Oh, glory. Glory. I'm all up in your business, ain't I? Hallelujah. It's something different, glory to God, about you. Hallelujah. Amen. You just stand out. And how do you stand out? And you look, you dress and look just like them. How do you stand out? Glory to God, because you ain't supposed to be here. And deep in your heart, you know you ain't supposed to be here. And God say it's time for you to come out of where you at. Hallelujah. And walk in who you are. Glory to God, you wasn't designed to fit in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't fit in with people that you lead. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. You cannot fit in with people that you lead. Praise God. I'm going to give you this example, then I'm going to try. You know how we preachers are. I'm going to try to close. Hallelujah. When I was a manager in the fast food industry, praise God, I started from, I started from the mud. I started, hallelujah, amen, frying the chicken. Praise God, hallelujah, I started from the bottom, like Drake say. I started frying chicken, making mashed potatoes and side items, hallelujah, ringing up orders, fixing food. Glory to God, then I moved up, hallelujah, to a supervisor position, glory to God, hallelujah, which gave me a little authority over my fellow employees. Even though I was a supervisor, I was still a fellow employee, glory to God, hallelujah. When it came time for me to move into upper management, hallelujah, they moved me to another store,
Hallelujah, praise God, because they said you cannot lead people who you are familiar with. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah, because it's the same thing with Jesus. I can walk in them, and I can tell them I'm your manager. They can clearly see I'm the manager. But because they think they know who I am, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't have no respect for the position I hold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the same thing with you. Hallelujah. In the spiritual. Because they think they know who you are, they cannot respect the position that you hold. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about a position that a piece of paper can't get you in the Holy Ghost. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about a position in the kingdom of the Most High God. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm talking about a position seated in authority. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So as I close, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't expect the people who think they know you, hallelujah, to respect who you really are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to realize that they lost. Hallelujah. You got to realize they the ones losing in this. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to realize, amen, that you tried to tell them who you are. You gave them an opportunity to get on the train. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm trying to get you on here early before it fill up. Glory to God. Ain't nobody on here right now. But if you go and get on right now, you'll get some nice seats. Glory to God, hallelujah. You might get the first class seat. If you don't get in right now, when ain't nobody on this train, but they chose, hallelujah, amen, they said, I'll wait for the next one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They said, I'll wait, hallelujah, for the next one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, in another passage of scripture, that Jesus said, when they don't welcome you, hallelujah, they shake the dust off of your feet. Kick it off. Hallelujah, praise God. And you got to move on, hallelujah, to the next, glory to God. You ain't got time to be trying to convince your family who you are. I'm trying to come, but God's saying, I got to say this for somebody. You ain't got time to try to convince your mama and your dad and your grand and your sisters and brothers and cousins who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Because they think they know who you are. Glory to God. You ain't got time to be trying to convince your bestie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to keep the dust off your feet, and you got to keep on moving. And you just, all you can do is pray. All you can do is pray that one day they'll catch up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to know that as Jesus, hallelujah, was hated on. And Jesus was, they didn't believe him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus was ridiculed because they thought they knew who he was. Hallelujah. Amen. He commanded us to pick up our cross. Hallelujah, and follow him, glory to God. Hallelujah, but when we follow him, praise God, he said, amen, although we're going to be blessed, although we're going to prosper, although, amen, we're going to come up, glory to God. Hallelujah, we're going to get these things with persecution. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you want to work those miracles out in your house. Hallelujah, praise God. In the household you grew up in the church you grew up in, you really thought they was going to welcome that word of a refreshing word. But they refused it. They turned it down, glory to God, and ridiculed you about it. God say, move on. I got better things for you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even when man doubts who we are, because they think we know who we are. That you know who we are. You told Jeremiah, before you formed us in our mother's belly, hallelujah, that you knew us, that you ordained us, that you predestined us, that you anointed us, Lord. And we thank you for that on tonight. We praise you for it on tonight. We receive it on tonight. Somebody didn't know who they were in Christ. Somebody who didn't know they were a child of God. Hallelujah, Lord. But tonight, amen, they have received the revelation of who they are in you. Help them to walk in it. Help them to talk in it. Hallelujah. Help them not to be distracted by the naysayers. Help them not to be distracted by the haters. Help them not to be distracted by the doubters, even if it's in their own bloodline, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. On tonight, we thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. We want to open up the line real quick. If anybody has a testimony, praise God. Hallelujah. On a prayer request. Or any comments on tonight, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The phone line is open. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Well, we thank God, amen, for everybody who has called in and everybody who has tuned in. We have truly, amen, have a blessed time, hallelujah, yes, in the Lord on tonight, amen. And we thank God for everybody, amen, who has called in and tuned in on tonight. Make sure y'all tune in on tomorrow night. Praise God, hallelujah, for questions and answers with the apostle. Hallelujah, and the prince, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. We will be on at the same time, amen. It is 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Midwest, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m., hallelujah, amen, Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Join us for more than an hour of power with questions and answers with the apostle and the prince on tomorrow night. And once again, amen. Oh, don't forget about Morning Glory also on Blog Talk Radio. Look up Morning Glory by the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Be blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Every morning. Hallelujah. From the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God. We want to remind everybody that our new season six will be starting October 7th. That's on a Friday night, I believe. October 7th, hallelujah, 2022, we will be starting season six, hallelujah, of the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For season six coming, this will be our 7th year total. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our 7th year total, our 4th year on the podcast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Hallelujah. For everything he is doing in the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So on October 7th, we will be starting our new season six of the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. So in the next 2 weeks, we will be announcing, amen, our new lineup. Hallelujah. Praise God. And our new schedule. Amen. Praise God. So be on the lookout. I'm beginning with the host and the proprietors of each and every ministry. Amen, and getting it lined up for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. If you want to get in contact with the ministry, hallelujah, amen, you can reach me at 817-217-3222. That is 817-217-3222.
2022. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And once again, we've had a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the Lord on tonight. I thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Is Apostle Curry on the line on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Elder. Amen. Peace and blessings to you. Amen. I enjoyed that word. Amen. On tonight. Amen. God won't allow people to see our identity. And sometimes people know your identity, but they just don't want to admit to your identity. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how God hid Yahshua, his son, from King Herod. Amen. When he was born. Amen. Because Herod couldn't identify who he was. Amen. So when he got into Egypt, amen, they didn't know who he was because everybody looked the same over there. Amen. But sometimes God will hide us out, you know, because he understands that we're in the baby stage of things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And in the baby stage, the baby stage, it's a delicate stage. So I thank God on tonight, amen, for the word of how they didn't recognize who he was while he was preaching. How he just spoke what needed to be said, and he sat down. Glory to God. Some of us haven't learned how to do that yet. Amen. We still trying to go over the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But it's a blessing when God has trained us and taught us. Amen. So I give God praise on tonight for you, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. And I do have a testimony. Amen. Right after last night, amen, message. Amen. I wasn't expecting it. Amen. But God had put on my wife's heart to sow a seed into the word she heard. And God gave her a double dose of that Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And it was a blessing. And I thank God for that. Amen. Because God really moved on that word. And so we thank God and we give God praise on tonight. For God is a good God. Amen. Give God praise back into your hands, man of God. Peace and blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Once again, praise God. We thank God, amen, for everybody who has called in and tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Sorry about that on TikTok. I lost you for a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God once again. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in and tuned in. We want to remind you, yes, tomorrow night, questions with the Apostle and the Prince. Hallelujah. Make sure you call in and tune in on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. I've already got some questions in my inbox. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to put those on the throne on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. And see what answers we get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every person on tonight. We've got a blessed time in, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, October 7th. Season 6, More Than an Hour of Power, we are back. Glory to God, but we ain't never with no. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Praise God. I'm going to ask Apostle Curry, if you would mind, amen, would you go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you and we give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our eyes have seen. Thank you for what our heart now do understand. We thank you, Father, that you sometimes, God, you hide our identity until it's time for us to be revealed. And we thank you, Lord, that much like you, amen, people doubt who we are and whose we are. And, Father, we thank you that you know all things and you know who we are, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you have an appointed time for our abilities and our identities to be revealed, to give you glory and gratification. We thank you on tonight, God. We thank you for the man of God, Lord. We thank you for our elder, Lord, on tonight. Bless him, Lord. Amen. Keep him safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, thank you on tonight, God, for strengthening him, God, and giving him back the virtue that he's given out tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life. We thank you that no devil and demon will be able to prevail against him. We give you praise and glory, God. We lift him up, God, and we thank you, Lord, for him, Lord. Continue to draw him closer to you and reveal revelation knowledge to him, God, in this hour. We thank you for all things, and we give you the praise, you the glory. In your Hamashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Now we're going to turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. And man of God. Back in your hands, elder. Amen. Peace and blessings to you.
We truly had a blessed time, and thank you, man of God. We truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, we'll be back on tomorrow night. And on behalf of everybody on the line tonight, we love each and every one of y'all. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we're going to see you next time on More Than an Hour.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He's gonna dance away. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
My name. And I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches. I know.